Hello and welcome to another installment of the Casual Trekker. Today I'm going to be talking about my thoughts on La Brea, an NBC show about time travel where a family is split in half. One half goes to 10,000 BC and the other half stays in 2021 and has to find a way to reconnect with various mechanisms and trying to come back together again by the close of it. And I must say that when the show first was announced on Deadline a long time ago, I was like, this sounds like it's going to be a really good show. It actually reminded me of another show called Terra Nova. And I was like, that show didn't last very long. So I was kind of worried that shows that are not procedural or crime dramas or something like that, they tend to be canceled fast. Like, you get 4 episodes and then they axe it and then they just move on. Fortunately, that was not the case with La Brea. And I think I let it go for a couple episodes because I have to watch it on Peacock, and I already gotta wait like a couple of days before I can watch it anyway. So I let it go like 2 or 3 episodes, and then I was able to binge watch it. And I must say, the pilot was really, really well done. Like, that sinkhole stuff was really good. Then they started having the mysteries and the village people, and they have Silas and they have the little kid, and then they start having mysteries of the other sinkholes, and it is full of mystery, lots of mystery. Now, where some shows kind of falter, they lean too far into the mystery, and then the payoff isn't as much, because when you let an audience kind of create their own headcanon, generally, when you finally reveal what yours is, it 9 times out of 10 is not anywhere near what the audience headcanon is, and then that kind of goes, well, I'm not going to watch the show anymore. It happens a lot. But I think the way they're doing it is very constructive, if not a little bit confusing, because you aren't sure if it's a fixed timeline or if they can change things. Like in one episode, the stoner guy, Scott, I think his name is, saved a bunch of animals that he said later he had read about being found. And then a couple episodes later, they were going to do some kind of escape attempt using the plane, but in the dig site that they found where the people in La Brea had settled, they found bodies that were in a crash. And then they were able to send a drone down to change that. So, but it didn't change the outcome of them being in the sinkhole, and it didn't really change a lot of change anything else outside of that particular thing. So when it got to Gavin being from 10,000 BC, then it got you kind of scratching your chin a little bit. Like, how is that possible? Is it playing out like 12 Monkeys? Is it like Dark? Is it like Looper? Is it like Star Trek? Is it like Quantum Leap? How are they doing their time travel? I mean, when it boils down to it, it's theoretical science, really. So a person making a TV show or a movie, depending on, no matter what it is, could be Star Trek, Quantum Leap, Marvel, Endgame, you can do really whatever you want to do and follow your own rules inside of your own universe. It doesn't know what's happening in a different universe, which is fine. But most time travel, you could walk yourself through it. Like, A leads to B, leads to C, leads to D. Like, an example would be if I said I walked to the store and I got a movie, and then I checked out, and then went to Wendy's, and then I got a burger, and I came home and I watched the movie while eating my burger. That's a story. Like, okay, that works. But then if I changed it up and I went to Walmart, and then I got a movie, and then I got on a spaceship, I went to the moon, and then I went to Wendy's and got a burger, and then came home and watched my movie, you'd be like, wait, you went to the, you left the planet? huh? So that one little thing is like, wait a minute, how's that work? Your whole story sounds great up until that right turn. And so you have to explain that right turn, otherwise you lose the audience. If the audience is lost, then your show is done, and they're no longer going to watch anymore. So Gavin, being born in 10,000 BC, or at least raised in 10,000 BC, and then his parents coming down, that means that there's a timeline where he wasn't in 2021, and his kids weren't born, and he didn't marry Eve. And so it kind of makes you like scratch your head and want to bash your head against the wall almost, because how does that work? And then you're figuring out, is it like Back to the Future? Is it like, is it like Quantum Leap? Is it like Star Trek? So you, or is it doing its own thing? You're supposed to sit back and enjoy. And I personally just sit back and enjoy. As long as the writers at the end of the day, end of the season, there's no glaring crazy plot hole thing where like time travel worked this way in episode 4, but then it worked this way in episode 8, and you can't coordinate between those two things, it kind of gets kind of hectic. That's why it's good to kind of lay out what you're doing for your show. How does this stuff work? How does this happen? And when you're in the writer's room and you're spitballing all these different ideas and you're challenging each other. Well, how does this work? How does that work? How does he get to there? You do that, then you have a better episode. You have a better mythology, and you have a better episodes unfolding later on, and you're staying true to what you established in the previous episode. It always sucks when like the rules of episode 1 and the rules of episode 9 are different just because the script was written differently by some other guy or girl. So a little consistency in a time travel show is good. So the sinkhole originally brings Gavin into 10,000 BC as he's a child, or not born yet, one of the two. And so he's raised and then gets brought through this other time vortex that leads to 1988, when he gets adopted, finds Eve, has two children, and the sinkhole happens, and they drop in, and they meet their father when he's a kid before he goes into 1988. All fine. But then one begs the question, is it a loop? Is this how it always occurred? Is it like Time Loop on Amazon Prime, where the kid trying to go back in time to get his scooter is actually trying to catch himself when he takes a scooter at a different point in the timeline? Is it like that? Like all things are just already figured out, you just have to go through the different perspectives to get to where you're going? Or can you actually change something? Can I go back in time and push someone down the stairs and now they're paralyzed and so I change the future? Or are they paralyzed now and me going back in time to try to save them is what leads to them being paralyzed? So need to figure out fixed or manipulatable timeline. And at the moment, it sounds like it's a manipulatable timeline. Like, if he didn't go to 1988, then he would never meet Eve, he would never have his two kids, and then they would never fall down the sinkhole. But what's hard to grasp is that really shouldn't affect anyone in the actual sinkhole. Once they fall through that little vortex thing, they're kind of like getting out of a car before a car accident. The car accident happens, and then they get back into it again. They were unaffected by the events of that car accident. They don't, after they get into the car, they don't all of a sudden start having injuries that like they were there, because they weren't actually present for it. So when Josh and his mom fell into the sinkhole, they exited the timeline and landed in 10,000 BC. So if Gavin didn't travel through to 1988 from another thing, you would get a rebooted timeline, but it really wouldn't affect Josh or his mom or anyone in the sinkhole. What it would do is it would undo all the history that was in 2021, and it would remove Josh from existence. Gavin wouldn't be out there trying to get back down. It'd be a whole new line of events, which could be good. but I don't know if that would be too confusing or not. And with season 2 already confirmed, and the fact that they have introduced some plot threads for season 2 going forward, it sounds like it's going to be more fun, more exploring. You're going to have Gavin and Izzy in 10,000 BC trying to get to California from Seattle. And you got this mysterious monument-like place that they're trying to go to figure out answers in. So they answer some questions, and then they give you a whole bunch of questions to simmer on while they produce season 2. Which I applaud them for. I have not seen a bad episode of La Brea. The only thing I can think of to critique it is they could, instead of having so many side conversations of stuff that doesn't actually really matter to what's happening, it's like being in a fire and taking a moment to talk about your doll collection or talk about your history growing up in the Bronx. You know, you're in a fire. Deal with that. Get done with that. You're not going to have as much side conversations if you're in 10,000 BC. You're kind of trying to get out of there, trying to figure things out. That hut down there has a bunch of people that can help us. You're going to go there a lot earlier. You're not going to do a lot of BSing over here. So, but it is a TV show. You gotta spell a little bit of disbelief. You gotta give it a little bit of, you gotta give enough rope to hang itself. And so far, it hasn't done that because it wants to have a story. It wants to create these characters. It wants to give you backstories. It wants to give you relationships. I understand all that stuff. But you also want to give enough story to make those side stories work. Like if I'm doing too much time on Josh and his relationship with his dad and his mom and her relationship with her dad, I'm not doing anything with a sinkhole right now that they're all in and they really should be focusing on. So episodes where it's strictly sinkhole stuff, which would be great because that would just be revealing more information to the audience, and it is okay for the audience to know more than the characters. If anything, that just helps the show along, I think. Because if the audience and the characters know the same information, it's not necessarily better. Because we're like, tell us. And they're like, no. But if we see something happen to Josh and then he forgets it or whatever, or gets amnesia, we'll know what's happening. And so he'll be put into a situation where they don't know what's happening, but we will. It raises the stakes a little bit. But in closing, so far of season 1, because I haven't seen the finale yet, I have to wait till tomorrow, but from all the stuff that I've seen so far, I really enjoy the show. I want to know who Silas is. I want to know what happened to Gavin to make it where he can't have his memory. I want to know how Lily also lost her memory. I want to know if that portal actually goes to 1988, or if it goes to that building, and then they send him to there. I want to know if that's what's going on, because they were all kind of unconscious when they woke up. So were they placed there, or did they fall there? What happened? I'm pretty sure season 2 will answer some of those questions. But until then, I'm going to have to rewatch season 1 again to see if I missed anything once I see the finale again. So binge watching it all the way through straight, probably going to help me come up with some more questions and more ideas. And I'm a huge time travel fan. That's what got me into Star Trek, Quantum Leap, you know, Dark. I see most movies that are time travel related that aren't like screwball comedies that are just meant to just go ha 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 at. Those are the ones I don't really see. I like Deja Vu and stuff like that. Those kind of types of movies. Those ones I gravitate to. Alright, that will conclude this podcast on La Brea.